Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is January 17th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with recent events. Mercury is the planet of facts. Jupiter is the planet of truth. Both have been retrograde since the first week of January. Retrograde planets tend to distort their significations. Last Thursday was the sixth Republican candidates debate. The planet of facts and the planet of truth, Mercury and Jupiter, were both operating abnormally. Thus, no surprise that the Republican contestants were playing fast and loose with the facts and the truth by exaggerating numbers, inventing data to make a point, outright denying that they've made contradictory statements in the past. The fact-checkers had a field day. The topics ranged from defeating terrorism to China's unfair trade practices to bashing Obama, all the usual stuff. But the harshest statements were reserved for each other. This was obviously to be one of the knockout rounds where candidates were trying to eliminate some of their competition in the lead-up to the first primaries just weeks away. Despite Mr. Cruz being a seasoned debater, he fell to the fast-thinking Mr. Trump. Mr. Cruz went after Mr. Trump with a comment on Mr. Trump's New York values, which the Donald skillfully twisted to make Mr. Cruz sound like he was making a derogatory comment on New York's heroic response to the 9/11 attack. The media took it from there, with New York's Daily News providing the most explicit response. Jupiter is the planet of belief, and when it is retrograde, that belief becomes stronger. Now, combined with Rahu, the planet of obsession, and therefore fanatics, Jupiter promotes everybody with a vision. That includes ISIS believers, Bible thumpers, and, of course, presidential candidates. The markets continued their downward slide last week as the tectonic plates of the global economy shift. A code phrase for what the hell is happening in China? In the astrology world, the problem is Jupiter, planet of wealth and prosperity, being retrograde and simultaneously conjunct Rahu, the eclipse point signifying distortion and confusion. In other words, confusion about wealth. Jupiter is also the planet of truth and belief and faith, all things that have a bearing on where investors put their money. The problem is, this combination continues for a couple more months. Confusion about Jupiter's prosperity creates a typical Rahu reaction of urgency. Likely there will be more sell-offs coming. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking, facts, and data. When Mercury is retrograde, making rational decisions is more difficult, and people behave more irrationally. Case in point, the Powerball lottery reached $1.5 billion last week. There was, consequently, a frenzy of buying, and people stood in line for hours waiting to buy a ticket. The odds of winning that $1.5 billion were nearly 300 million to one. So, what are you doing buying that lottery ticket? Not a rational decision. Nonetheless, on Wednesday, the anticipation came to an end. There were three winners who will have to split the jackpot. Okay, that's all the time I have for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.